Here's an idea to debate. How do you get students outside during the day, despite years of budget cuts restricting education to bare-bones classroom basics? Right now, 65 Oakland schools have working educational gardens. The sizes may vary, but the number of gardens is, well, growing. Reporter Logan Birdsall takes us to the heart of an East Oakland high school where a small but prosperous garden has taken root and flourished.
At Castlemont High School in East Oakland, wedged between the campus, parking lot, and football field, live four chickens.
Where we have four chickens and two roosters.
And not just chickens. Tucked behind Castlemont campus, there's a small but incredibly abundant garden, which, under the supervision of garden coordinator Frankie Grace, is entirely run and maintained by students. In fact, the day I visit, Frankie is kneeling alongside them, chatting happily and pulling weeds, and she lets three of the seasoned students direct what work needs to be done.
Good job on this bed over here, you guys. You guys can take basil and stuff home, too. To your mom.
Yay!
My name's Margie, and I'm a junior at LPS College Park.
That's Leadership Public High, a charter school that shares the Castlemont campus. Margie's been working in the garden since 2010.
And being in the garden has been really a great, amazing learning experience for me. I came from knowing nothing about gardening to knowing so much that I can run it myself as well.
And she's not the only one. Out of the six students earning money for their work in the garden, three of them have so much experience that they roam the place freely, spotting sick plants and removing them, or replanting seedlings that have strayed outside their planter boxes.
We should make it bigger, like have its own bed.
The space for the garden is small, but the crowding only makes it feel more abundant. Trees and vines growing up around the fences add a feeling of seclusion from the busy city surrounding it. Everything inside the fences is completely student-made, from the chicken coop to the pond to the tool shed, which was made by student Neo Palayo.
He finished the whole thing by himself, the whole shed. Yeah, and we're really proud of him for that.
But most of the space is filled with colorful wooden planter boxes.
In each bed we have different things. For example, we have right here just plant tomatoes and have some bell peppers.
Senior Arangel Palayo, no relation to Neo, points to three beds of tomatoes, completely overflowing with ripe fruit. They also have another bed of strawberries, watermelons, squash.
And another beds, we just have like herbs and stuff like that.
Like lavender, lemon verbena, yerba buena.
Some spearmint too.
On the other side of the garden, beyond the greenhouse, there are three different kinds of composts.
We have a three-set compost and then a rotating compost.
And the coolest composting technique I've ever seen, a worm bin. Margie shows it to me.
So we basically feed them with food scraps, like old fruit peels and vegetables and rotten fruits. And then they would eat the rotten fruits and then they would poop.
The garden's only been around for a few years. It was founded in 2009 by biology teacher Sarah Johnson and a handful of students. Margie joined Johnson's project in the garden's second year.
Basically, she started everything. This was like a whole lot of nothing at first. There was so much work to do, and she was able to convince kids to work in the garden.
Margie and Arangel say it was Johnson who inspired their passion for gardening in the first place. But Sarah Johnson left Oakland last year, and Margie and Arangel are the only students left who worked with her.
And then things just kind of changed because she left. Now we're kind of the ones left to take care of what she started.
And the future of the garden is up to them. These students have a real sense of ownership and pride for their work, and the garden exists now only through their efforts. But Margie and Arangel won't be around much longer. Eventually they'll graduate, and other students will have to take up the mantle.
Hopefully we can, fix what's left and get more kids and inspire more kids about gardening.
We plan this year to actually help recruit more people into working here and actually getting motivated into working in the garden, just like how I did or any other of us.
And they've already made some progress. Do you have fun today in your first day in the garden?
Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
That's Simi, a new recruit.
I already know what to do, but just waiting for somebody to show me.
It's a start, and a promising one at that. For Cross Currents, I'm Logan Birdsall in Oakland.